G'day everyone. It's the 4th of December. Early in the morning. I'm back in paradise. Drove the 6 hours yesterday from Sydney up to Bellingen. To my good friend's place at Glenifer. And I've stayed overnight in a shipping container that they've modified as a little bedroom on his property. What Sandy and Brett have got here is really very special. Eucalypt forest, open pasture, mountains to the north, fresh rainwater. It's about 6:30 and it's temperate, perfect human weather. Just spent about half an hour in a little building that Brett has built on the property. It's about 5 metres square with a pitch roof. Internally, he's actually put a domed ceiling in it, which gives some interesting acoustics. I'm sitting as we speak on a small deck. It's built on a bit of sloping land, so at one end it's ground level, and this end that I'm sitting on with my feet over the edge is probably about a metre and a bit off the ground. And there are large cafe doors that just completely open up this side to the bush, where there are tall, straight, gun barrel straight trees. About 30 metres away from me, and then the thick scrub starts again. Thought I'd come down here and just have a little meditate for half an hour or so. Feeling pretty chilled right now. Bit different to the way I was when I arrived last night, about 7 o'clock. That driving always does it to me. Dealing with Sydney traffic, well, dealing with Brisbane traffic for that matter, and then hitting the road and cranking it up to 110 kilometres an hour. Just the din of the car amps me up. I end up in this supercharged state. I have a slightly hyperactive personality at the best of times, but driving like that just amps me up. I reckon all of the centres of my brain that probably get off on dopamine probably get arced up too. It's probably for me a bit like if I was to take cocaine, which I've never tried. But I'd imagine that's what it feels like. So I landed last night and had dinner with them. Beautiful dinner of just roast vegetables and wine. Oh, wonderful. And I was just amped. Mind racing 9 to the dozen. I had to dial it back, force myself to dial it back. I didn't want to. It was like having 8 runaway horses pulling the stagecoach. I just want to let it run. But pulled it back a bit. But I was still arced up. But after having a sleep and having a chill, I feel much more relaxed. So I thought I'd come out here and just listen to the birds. Yeah, it's good here. And it's good to have a friend like Brett who is more than happy for me to swing on in and just use this as my place of respite on the way north and south. It's great. It's good to have good friends, isn't it? I'll get into the day soon and do a few things around here and then continue my journey north. Probably got most of the day to get home, so I'm not gonna rush. Might swing through and have a swim at Byron Bay, maybe, or maybe wait until I get up to the Gold Coast, grab a few cups of coffee on the way and just take it easy. It's nice to travel when there's no rush, isn't it? I hope this microphone's picking up the sounds of the bush and you can hear how pleasant it is. That's one of my favourite birds, that one you just heard. Whipbird. Hear them all over the place. I also like bellbirds, but you don't hear them very often. They tend to be further south. But yeah. It's very, very pleasant. Here in paradise.